got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're back in the saddle. Last week we were out. We did a best of show, but dang it, you got us live again. So here we are. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm now the baritone of barbecue because I'm fighting a little bit of crud, but I'll be all right. And, you know, I just won't get too close to Bob side the grill. But I am Joplin. Yeah. He is Barbecue Bob.
No kissing on the lips.
No, none of that. None of that today.
I do a lot of Zy Cam, though, so you could probably sneak one real quick if you wanted to.
That might help me.
Oh. Hey, thanks for joining us. It is still the smokiest show on the airwaves, 15 years running. And for some reason, we still just like talking about grilling and barbecue and beer and
well, that's because I eat every day stuff, and man. I drink most days. So,
guy stuff.
You know, you got to talk about it if you're going to do it.
Drink most days. Jeez. There's a confession,
right,
Father
hey,
Tom.
It's the dry January. I'm going damp.
Okay. Well, anyway, it is good to be here. And this show is, if you look at the show plan, you might think, well, gosh, it's kind of simple. But I've given this a lot of thought, and I think we tend to talk about recipes and, oh, I don't know, you know, smokers and grills and, you know, what type of equipment and all these things, talking to chefs and whatever. But I don't know that we ever really talk about the thought process that goes into how you're deciding what you're going to make. And I do that a bunch. I know Jop does it a bunch, and I know Conrad's wife does it a bunch.
she has to feed the boy when he gets home.
Right. I get the question every day from my wife, what are we going to eat tonight?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So rather than getting all technical on maybe some of those things, I thought it would be nice to think about the style of cooking you do and maybe how that impacts what you're going to make. And that also plays into, in Michigan at least, and most of you are probably listening in northern North America and the colder stuff this time of year. But with all the podcasts going around the world, I know some of you are fortunate and you're listening down in West Palm or somewhere.
Well, unfortunate, California's on fire. You know, shout out to those people. That's tragic out there what's going on. I don't know if you've been watching that at all, but
I can't stop.
Right. It's crazy.
It's horrific.
I mean, it's hot out there.
And I think there's a lot of reasons that stuff happens. And shame on the whole government of California, for one thing. But more importantly, the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
These firefighters are going out to fight fires, and the fire hydrants aren't even working.
Right.
There's no water.
Right. I know. It's something that you can't even fathom until you hear about it. I mean, it's like there's some things in life, stoplights work. You know, the sun comes up, the sun goes down. Generally, every time when you open a fire hydrant, there's water coming out of it.
Always.
In my whole life.
Yeah.
And
sometimes it's
rusty. I've never even heard of anything like that before.
But, you know, and I was listening to some pundit yesterday, and he said the city of Los Angeles just spent $670 million on some beautification, this or that. I don't know what it was, but, and they decreased funding for the fire department. And they hired a female fire chief whose main priority was DEI.
Sure.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Well, you can be as diverse as you want, but if you don't have water and you don't have enough firemen and you don't have the budget, get the hell out of office, okay? Just go make a movie that nobody will watch, because that mindset is gone. It's dead and done. If you haven't seen the signs by now that this world is fed up with the crap, stick around, because you're fixing to see it.
Yeah,
we're done. We're done with stupid. It's now the time of common sense, and we're gonna start being smart about how we manage and we
marshal the resources?
Yeah, I'm thinking of, you're supposed to be a good steward for the earth, it says in the Bible.
Right.
So we should be stewarding, even if it's L.A. and it looks like a godless town. It's not.
Right.
It's not. there's good people everywhere, and it's all God's land, and you should be stewarding, not stealing. And these people are stealing resources, and they're leaving the poor citizens there to fend for themselves. And it's just, it's horrific. I can't imagine. I'm watching these videos, and these poor firefighters, I mean, it looked like hell. If I imagine what hell's going to be like, and I hope I don't ever find out.
Right.
It looks like my worst dreams of what hell would be.
Yeah.
Where it's just fire all around you, and you're feeling hopeless.
Right.
Because it's all around them. There's hot ashes floating in on them. And people are trying to leave. People in their cars are swerving down the roads trying to get the heck out of there, which they should have, you know, years ago.
You know, I saw them in there with the big front end loader moving car because people had to abandon their cars.
Right.
They left too late. They waited too long to get out, and they had to abandon their cars in the middle of the road because the fire was, you know, coming up onto the edge of the road. I'm thinking to myself, okay, if I stay in my car, I don't know if that's worse. If I get out and the fire swallows me up, you know, there's that. But then,
the cars, how do you make
already,
that call?
Right, the cars were already in the middle of the road. They were pushing them around with a big front end loader so the fire trucks could get through.
Right,
I mean that's stuff that you're like, wow, I can't
never
believe
wanna
that
go
happens.
Through that. Never
I know,
wanna go through
but
that.
It's still people and it's still a panic and I don't know as I'd have done any different. I'm not being critical of
no.
it. It's crazy.
You have to try and make that call.
Yeah.
I'm a big prepper and I believe in having a go bag.
Is that why you got a 4-wheel drive?
So yep.
You
just, one of the reasons.
Yeah. Yep.
And a trailer.
Yeah.
And equipment, camping gear, and food. But I have a go bag. If it ever comes to the point where we just need to run like that, I know what I'm going to bring. And
yep.
And the go bag and a couple of tubs of food and water and gas are on that list.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. At what point is it time for you to leave? And people usually ride that out way too long.
Way too long.
Right.
Just like the hurricane people.
Right. Yeah, it won't hit me. It's not going to hit me. Yeah, it's crazy. And again, I'm not there. I haven't been forced to ever make that decision, but I think it's a worthy conversation anyway to just think about that. Because typically that could you don't think that would happen in a city, but these people live in the mountains and the there's a lot of fuel there, and the you know those winds.
And there's one thing for sure, that fire is not DEI.
Right.
It doesn't care about you.
Right.
It's coming for you.
Right. It
so
did.
Put your feelings away. Grab your kit and get the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah. Yeah, and take a hibachi with you, too, because you're going to want to eat.
You might not need it.
Yeah.
Just put your meat on the hood.
Side of the road. Cooking on the side of the road, really.
Not
that's,
funny.
That's
not
funny,
funny
at all.
Not
no,
funny.
That's a bad taste.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you want to talk about, looks like a bunch of beef today. You want to do some steaks. We'll get into that in the next segment. But, you know, the holidays are over now, and as I look back over the last 3-4 weekends and all the people that I was able to spend time with over the holidays, very grateful for that. But we ate a whole variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
But there were two standing rib roasts in there. And then
not standing for long, probably.
Right, yeah, right. And sat right down and ate it, we did. But anyway, then there were some steaks that were involved with that as well. That were just for Lisa and I, you have, you know, one other couple over and you grab four steaks rather than a whole roast kind of thing. But there were some challenges with the cold weather and the wind, timing, things that we can talk about. In the
Even with your shelter?
Yeah, because my shelter's really got a 6-foot fence behind my grills, like a foot and a half away, right? So, and then there's one on the side that's maybe like 5 foot away. The other two, my southern exposure and my western exposure, the absolutely two that you should not have open,
right.
are open. I'm covering north and east, but it's just the way my kitchen lays out.
Well,
out
you
there.
Know, I've got some nice surrounds for pop-ups like you gave me.
Right.
You could take one of those surrounds and just sort of temporarily put it up
yeah,
for the winter.
It's pretty close to the pool, though, so you got nowhere to stake it down, really.
No, yeah. I'm talking about just the surround.
Oh, yeah.
I
got to get in there and work.
Put it around your hut.
Right? I got to get in there and work. But anyway, hey, thanks for tuning in to the Grilling Guys. We're going to get into some grilling, I guarantee it, but we had a little dialogue there that's been a while since we were together. So We're going to talk about steaks. Stick with us. We'll be back.